wakes up in the morning and tells you about the things that he thought happened in the night, they didn't really happen, you say, why, those didn't really happen, you just...
had a dream.
Or had a dream.
Or a nightmare, some people.
Uh-huh. And a man said, well, what did I do? And you said, well, you just, those didn't actually happen, you just let those happen.
Imagined it, or dreamed that you...
But then I saw you were sort of restless over there, so I poked you with my elbow, and you...
woke up.
That happens to me. If someone stands on your floor and takes his feet like this on it, you'd say, what did he do to the floor?
Well, he tramps on the floor.
And when you put in a new fence post, you take your foot and you
tamp it down.
Uh-huh. And what did you say? Well, just take your... someone says, how do I do it? Well, you say, well, just get out there and...
Well, I don't know what to put.
How about stamp?
Stamp? That would be all right.
Did people around here use stomp when you were a boy?
Yes, I've heard that. He stomped it down, he stomped the grass.
And let's see, if you had a little wagon and you took it by the handle and walked with it, you'd say that you...
He pulled the wagon.
Uh-huh. Get around behind you.
Push it.
If there was a little child in here and he was around an electrical outlet with his finger and was just going to touch it, and you saw him, well, you'd probably shout at him.
Don't do that.
Or if he were going to, let's say he were going to take your letter holder there. So he just had his gummy little hand up there.
Well, probably you'd say, leave that alone.
Yeah. How about don't touch it?
That would be all right. Don't touch it. That would be, more grammatical?
No, he would, I think. I'd probably say he would. Leave it alone. I think that's standard in my vocabulary now, and will be for another 5 or 6
years. Yes.
But I don't ever say it that way. It's always, leave it alone!
Yes.
And if you wanted someone to transfer that to you, what would you say? Would you please
bring that lamp to me?
Uh-huh. And let's say transfer it to your wife.
Well, you'd say take it to Marjorie or whatever her name would be. Yes, come in.
Marge.
Hello.
Margie's in the kitchen.
Didn't know yet.
That's all right.
Let's see, what do you call this game that they play up north of town here, where the men have the big bags with the things in them, they hit the little ball around?
Golf.
And let's see, in baseball, there's a pitcher and he pitches the ball, and there's a catcher in back of the plate and he's supposed to
catch the ball.
And let's see, if the ball isn't dropped and doesn't get past him, you say you're pretty certain that the catcher has the ball.
He has caught the ball.
Uh-huh. I had a little trouble. I didn't know how to phrase that. If you want help with something and you would like to have someone get a grip on something, you say, well, don't just stand there.